have the Postal Board of Governors, which, like any corporate board, it does the same function for the Postal Service. And last week, the chairman, who is a Republican, Mickey Barnett, his term expired. And he's up for reconfirmation, but that hasn't happened yet. So on December 8th, when his term expired, the Postal Service officially lost its quorum. It lost enough members on the Board of Governors to hold what is legally mandated to be a regular meeting and be able to act upon things.
So what do they do now? I mean, just the business of the Postal Service can't stop. So even though legally they're not able to conduct business, how do they get around that? How do they plan to get around it, at least?
Well, the remaining board members have analyzed the law, and they say that they are within their rights to form a temporary emergency committee so that basically they can continue making decisions by majority vote. So right now there are five members on the board, three politically appointed, and then the fourth being the Postmaster General and the fifth being his deputy. And so they will be making decisions by majority vote. They say to do otherwise would raise some constitutional questions because the board is above even the Postmaster General and is responsible to the president. And so this is what they're going to do until those members are confirmed by the Senate.
I read in your report on federalnewsradio.com a portion of the Federal Register notice that states the powers to appoint and remove the Postmaster General, revoke delegated board authority, and you talk about some of the other things too. But that first one is the one that fascinates me, because not only is Patrick Donahue the Postmaster General, but he's also on the Board of Governors. And that gets to more of the succession plan problem that this agency has, because if he retires, as he plans to early next year, and you write this in your piece on federalnewsradio.com, now they're down one more member. And this just keeps getting worser and worser, as they say.
Well, and to be fair, the Board of Governors, before they lost their quorum, they did name a successor to the Postmaster General. So she's going to be coming in and taking his place. But nonetheless, I mean, this is an agency that has had enough of its upheaval. Mm-hmm. And it's just one more sign, frankly, that Congress is not listening to the agency, because we hear year after year the Postmaster General and others from the Postal Service going up and asking for some help, some way for Congress to change the law so it can cut the costs that says it needs to cut. And Congress isn't willing to do that. And here you have these five members just waiting for a vote. They've already cleared committee. And it's really in question whether they're going to get those votes before Congress dissolves for the year.
Yeah, it's a fascinating concept, because essentially what this Federal Register notice says is, we got a job to do, and it would be nice if we had the people that we need to do this, but we have to keep moving forward. I mean, it sounds like they're trying to present it as, we really don't want to do it this way, but this is the way we have to do it. I don't mean to put words in their mouths, but
that's the tone of what I take
away.
Right. I think that's a fair assumption. And I want to underscore, I already mentioned that Mickey Barnett is a Republican, but this is not a partisan issue. I think it's just a question of the Senate having a very long list of work still to do and very few hours to do it. Barnett is one of two Republicans. The other nominees waiting for a vote are all Democrats. And then President Barack Obama, just in October, he tapped a sixth member, so they would who could theoretically fill out the board, David Shapiro. But that was back in October. He actually hasn't gotten through the Senate committee yet.
Yeah, and that won't happen now until the 114th Congress. These kinds of nominations are generally not controversial. So there is a possibility, at least, that even if Senator Reid's not able to get to these this week, that Senator McConnell might bring them up early on. The problem is, I imagine these boards, this Board of Governors meets on a pretty regular basis, and they might miss a meeting or two if there are no nominees before January, February, which is probably the earliest we could expect the 114th Senate to be able to do anything about this.
Yeah, it will be interesting to see if they take up any sort of controversial issues as a temporary emergency committee, or if they try to punt those to a time when the board, presumably at some point, will have a quorum. Because I think that you could make the case, if you were on the losing side of one of those controversial issues, that the board perhaps lacks standing to do so, They've argued in this Federal Register notice that you can read by going to our website that that is not the case, that these board members who have been confirmed by the Senate and are doing the job have all the rights that they've always had to do their work.